Christmas with the Dammits
on Kiss 92.5.
Yes, yes, yes. It's Dammit Maury of the Roz and Mocha Show. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. This is so cool. It is Christmas with the Dammits. Me and my husband, Dammit Matthew, who you've heard on the Roz and Mocha Show, are taking over the next hour playing some of your favorite Christmas songs. Now, you're only hearing my voice right now because I'm thinking my husband Matthew has completely forgotten that we're on the radio right now, and come with me. I think he's in the bath. Matthew, what are you doing? Are you taking a bath?
What does it look like?
Our Christmas special has already started.
Okay.
What are you doing? You're taking a bath. We're supposed to be doing a radio show.
First I've heard of this. Y'all can wait for me.
Well, fine. We're going to do the radio show while you're in the bath, or at least we'll start it. Okay. What is a favorite Christmas song?
I'm freezing.
Okay, what is a favorite Christmas song that isn't Mariah Carey?
What other Christmas songs are there?
Oh my god, there's so many. Driving Home for Christmas. There's.
I like all Christmas songs. So
Annie Lennox is a good one.
How about. I don't want people thinking I'm peeing. That was the dream. Oh my god, I know which one.
Yeah?
Last Christmas by Wham. That is a hit. That is a
last
jam.
Christmas.
I gave you my heart.
But the
very last.
No.
What?
Very next day.
Very next day.
You gave it away. Okay, here's Wham. Last Christmas.
I gave you my heart.
This is Christmas with the Dammits
on Kiss 92.5.
Happy holidays. It is Christmas with the Dammits. I'm Dammit Maury of the Roz and Mocha Show. And, oh my God, I'm totally going to finally impress my husband, Dammit Matthew, who you hear in love on the Roz and Mocha Show all the time as well. I have made the bed with our Christmas sheets. And, all right, let's see if Matthew's impressed with my bed making. Matthew, I made the bed for Christmas.
No, you didn't.
What are you talking about? It matches your side perfectly. Look how I'm trying to do good this year.
You do not know how to fold a sheet.
First of all, why do you need to make the bed if you're only going to go into it later at night?
Because I like going into a made bed.
What difference does it make?
A huge difference.
Is anyone coming over to see it? No.
It's not for anyone else. I just like going into it. It's like when you're in a hotel. It's done for you.
Sure, but Santa's not coming through the bedroom.
Oh, shut up. Like,
oh, I'm putting my head on your pillow.
Maury?
I'm putting my head on your pillow. Do you love the Christmas sheets that I bought?
You mean that I bought? Yeah, the day that you buy f***ing Christmas sheets or something for this home.
Why do you keep fixing the sheets?
Because of your f***ing ass. Don't touch.
By the way, we're on the radio right now. This is the Dammit's okay. Christmas hour.
Okay, Merry Christmas.
Okay.
Bah humbug.
All right, can we go open some presents or what?
What presents?
I saw something under the tree.
Yeah, not for you.
Wait, should we have rum and eggnog first or presents first?
Rum-ba-bum-pum.
Call me faithful, pum-pum-pum.
Did you have a salad with onions?
It was lentil soup.
Are you sure? There's onions in the air.
This is Christmas with the Dammits
on Kiss 92.5.
Happy holidays. What's going on? It's Dammit Maury from the Roz and Mocha Show. And my husband, Dammit Matthew, is by the fireplace looking at the stockings. Matthew, okay, why are you putting stuff in the dog stocking, but there's literally still nothing in mine?
Our stockings are decor.
Wait, I'm not going to get anything?
Oh, what's in my stocking?
Don't worry about it. But why is literally nothing in ours?
Okay,
and the
you
dogs
wrecked
is full?
The way they're hanging. I have a certain way that I like them hung.
Right, but I'm trying to see what's...
Maury.
I'm trying to see if there's anything in mine.
Don't you f***ing touch them or I'll break your arm.
Then how am I supposed to ever look inside my stocking?
I filled Andy's stocking because Andy gets things.
Okay, but why is there nothing in mine?
Because there's nothing in mine.
Why do you keep moving them?
Because you keep f***ing with my decor.
Yes, but that's the stocking. It's Christmas. I want to take my stuff out.
No, it's a look.
So where's my actual stocking?
Up your ass.
It's the Dammit's Christmas. This Christmas special's going well. Okay,
see,
how about...
You wrecked it. You wrecked it, and I had a look here.
Oh my God, mistletoe. Maybe we'll stand under the mistletoe.
There is no mistletoe.
I'll find something in the fridge. Can we kiss?
Hey,
hold on, hold on. I'm looking in the fridge. Okay.
Brussels sprouts.
Kiss me under the Brussels sprouts.
You're listening to Christmas with the Dammits.
On Kiss 92.5.
You're listening to Christmas with the Dammits.
On Kiss 92.5.
Yes, it is. Merry Christmas. It's Dammit Maury of the Roz and Mocha Show. And I hope you've been enjoying this hour of wonderful Christmas music with a side dish of bickering. That's what my husband and Dammit Matthew and I love to do. By the way, Dammit Matthew is on the computer in the home office, and I'm going to ask him if he's buying a last-minute gift for me because I've been hinting nonstop that I want tickets to the Billy Joel concert. Let's see if that's what he's getting me. Are you looking at last-minute gifts to buy me online?
No.
I hinted at something in the car.
No, you have enough stuff. You asked for clothes this year, of all things, and then I'm...
And a heat mask. Excuse me. Did you not listen to the heat mask?
The heat masks aren't arriving until after Christmas when I looked online. Like, the links you sent me aren't arriving until after Christmas.
I also hinted at something in the car.
What did you hint in the car? I don't remember hearing any hints.
Do you pick up any hints when I give them to you?
No. In one ear, out the other.
I hinted.
What?
I hinted at something that I would love to go to.
You would love to go
to. Oh my God. We don't have time for this.
I don't know what you said you would love to go to.
Are you kidding me?
You would love to go where?
Oh my God. You're picking up, you're dropping clues. I'm picking them up.
You would love to go what? Where?
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you now. Then I won't open it and be all surprised. Unbelievable.
No, you don't know if I'm going to get that. I already got you something maybe.
I doubt it's what I hinted at yesterday.
Somewhere you would love to go to. I don't know.
Think about it. Anyway.
I don't know.
Okay.
You didn't talk. Maybe you're talking to yourself.
No. Do you ever listen when I speak?
No.
You're listening to Christmas with the Dammits.
On Kiss 92.5.
Donning our gay apparel, it is Dammit Maury of the Roz and Mocha Show, along with my husband, Dammit Matthew, who you've heard and love on the Roz and Mocha Show as well. Merry Christmas, Matthew.
Merry Christmas.
You know, everybody has traditions in their family, and I honestly think that if we were to talk about Christmas traditions between you and I think that there are actually a few, and I'm going to say watching Christmas Vacation with my dad is certainly on the list.
Mm-hmm.
And another one is putting the doves on the tree, the turtle doves.
Yes, the turtle doves on the Christmas tree. Making your spiced pecan loaf thing.
Okay, so that's pumpkin loaf. Okay, what are some traditions for you? What are things that you do every year with me? Traditions, Christmas traditions.
I just named them.
Okay, but what are some?
I'm not going to name them again. I already named them once. We play Christmas vinyl. We watch Christmas movies. We put certain things on the tree every year. We put the pickle behind the tree every year for good luck, which don't know how much that's helping.
Okay, but what are some traditions?
Don't fucking ask me the same shit over and over again, different ways.
Do you have traditions?
No, that's about it.
This is Christmas with the Dammits.
On Kiss 92.5.
You're listening to Christmas with the Dammits.
On Kiss 92.5.
Merry Christmas. What's going on? It's Dammit Maury of the Roz and Mocha Show. And I am with my husband, Dammit Matthew, who you've heard and love on the Roz and Mocha Show as well. Happy holidays. Are you having a good time?
Yes. Very merry.
Here is the debate of all debates. Who is the Queen of Christmas?
That is undeniable, undisputed. It's Mariah Carey. It is nobody else but Mariah Carey. Mariah is the season.
But some would say Lacey Chabert because she's had 17 holiday movies, or Kristen Chenoweth, who's been in 7 holiday movies and has 2 Christmas records.
Great. Mariah Carey created the Christmas anthem, an anthem.
Sure, but is she the queen of Christmas? You can't argue the fact that Lacey Chabert in 17 Christmas movies puts her in the running.
Listen, no one holds a candle to Mariah Carey. Her hit from 1994 is now number one, still again, all it took was that one song, and she's like, that crown goes to her.
And you watch the movie Four Christmases, and they go to the mom's house. Who's the mom? Kristen Chenoweth.
That doesn't make her the queen of Christmas.
No, but I'm saying you have to be able to argue the fact that there could be more than one queen.
Mariah declares when it's Christmas. Like, the Christmas season doesn't start until we hear from Mariah, who then declares it and says so. It's time! So...
So we'll agree to disagree.
Mariah is the reason. Mariah is the season. It's Mariah. It's a Mariah Christmas. Period.
I agree with you. I just like arguing with you.
Okay, bye. Thank
you. Okay, but come on. Kristen Chenoweth is awesome.
Okay, bye. Yeah, I love her. Great.
I don't want... Okay, how about we let her sing this?
This is Christmas with the Dammits.
On Kiss 92.5.